What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Best bits of the week, and we've got them for you. Best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Ready to run, Eddie.
ready.
Your new song.
It is my new song.
Ready to run. Okay, we got some listener questions. Rebecca would like to know your favorite experience being part of the Raging Idiots.
Oh, Rebecca, there are so many awesome experiences being part of the Raging Idiots. You know what I did the other day, Morgan?
What?
I highly suggest everyone do this. I just, for some reason, was on my phone, like, watching football, and I think my wife said, like, hey, do you have a picture of this thing from, like, 3 years ago? And I said, I don't know, let me look. And I went in my photos, and I went all the way back to, I guess, as far as my phone remembered pictures.
Okay.
And, like, I just went and just scrolled.
Oh, you did a little memory lane on
for like an hour. And I got a headache because I've been looking for too many pictures. But a lot of those pictures were Raging Idiots tours. Just the tour.
Yeah.
There was one. Oh, my gosh.
Wait, how many tours have you guys done by now?
10, 11, 12. I don't know.
Wait, you really?
I would say realistically, probably 8.
Wait, the one that I met you at, was that y'all's first one or no?
Probably our second one.
Okay.
Our second one. But I think the one I met you at was our big one. We had one of these tours when we first signed a record deal. It's crazy. We signed a record deal. Was 60-some shows.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was a 60-some show tour where we played 60, like, 5 shows that year.
Y'all crazy.
Very crazy. So the year consisted of us doing the radio show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then literally go from the radio show to the airport, flying to the city, playing a show, going to bed, and then waking up the next morning, flying to the next city.
And y'all had kids. You had kids.
I had one, our oldest, and then we had our newborn.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. And then we would go to another city Saturday morning, and then we would play Saturday night, and then we'd spend the night, and then fly back Sunday morning. And so I would get back home by like Sunday at like noon or 1. And then I'd have that day with the family. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, back in the radio show. And that was our life every single week.
That sounds insane.
It's crazy looking back at those pictures because we were just in a different city every weekend.
Yeah.
Every weekend. And so that kind of like, I don't know. That's just, it. To look back at that is really cool. It's just really cool. Like we've been everywhere.
And you've done a lot of things.
Done a lot of cool things. But I think the ultimate Raging Idiots experience was opening up for Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
I think it has to be.
I figured it had to be.
But we've done some really, really cool things. I think
you've opened and people have opened for you.
Sure. I mean, Kelsey Ballerini used to go on the road with us. Mm-hmm. Kane Brown opened up for us. I remember Kane Brown, funny story. I forgot where we were at, but this guy named Kane Brown was going to be the opener, and he didn't even show up till like late. I think the show started at 7 and it was like 6 o'clock. And we'd already done our sound check, and like Kane wasn't there yet. And I need to go to the bathroom really bad. Do number two.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, there's an empty dressing room. And so I go into the empty dressing room, and I go in the bathroom, and I'm sitting there, and I hear Kane and his band show up. And they just start like, you know, making themselves at home in the dressing room. And I'm like, crap. Like,
literally,
I'm going to have to like go out. And I was in their bathroom the whole time.
Oh my God.
And so I did. I flushed and walked out. And I'm like, hey guys. And just walked right through.
Has he ever brought that up to
never,
you?
Never.
That would be hilarious to bring up to see if he remembers
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Or if it even like crossed his mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was funny. So yeah, so we've been able to do a lot of cool stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Well, I think her name's Bab, or maybe Barbara, but it said Bab on Instagram.
Sup, Bab?
So I don't know. How does your wife handle, speaking of the traveling, mm-hmm. four boys when you're gone on the weekends?
She hates it. She hates it, but we do it.
Is it just her?
It's just her.
She's like just chilling there with the four boys.
We don't have family here, so it's literally just her. It helps now that our oldest is 15. He can kind of help a little bit, but at the same time, he's still like...
He's still a teenager.
He's still a teenager, and he still, like, you know, makes things worse sometimes. You know, I wish he would help a little more.
Yeah.
Which he does. He does pull his weight, and he helps and all that stuff, but I wish he was just a little more helpful sometimes. But we just do it because it's just part of my life. It's just kind of what I've been doing for, like, 10 years.
Has she put a cap on you? Like, okay, at this point, you have to quit.
Yeah. So, like, I think for, like, the touring stuff... So Bobby was doing his comedically inspirational tour, which I wasn't a part of, but he did ask me to come to two shows. And I said, I'll do those two shows for you, like with you, like no problem, whatever. And then he said, but you can come to whichever one you want. And I said, all right, well, let me find out. Because really, it's like, I'd love to go to all of them. Because yeah. My favorite thing about playing shows with Bobby is that we get to see and meet our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know you guys like Lunchbox and Amy too, like you guys sit in the studio and you talk to people every day, or you're talking on the show, but you don't really get to see who's listening. It's really special to go to these places and meet the people that you're talking to every morning or that are listening to your conversations every single morning.
It puts a person to the microphone, essentially.
It really does. Mm-hmm. And it's cool to like say, oh my gosh, I want to give you a hug. Like you're the person that listens. I love that part.
Yeah.
I love that part. So anytime that I can, I like to do it. And so Bones was like, hey, man, just come out, you know, like whichever one you want. And so my wife said, like, I'm going to give you five. I'm going to give you five to go to. And so I carefully picked the five, and that's what I did. And the ones that I couldn't go, I just couldn't go.
Okay. Like, so that's what kind of happens moving forward.
Totally. And there was one, unless it's our tour, which we've done. Like, I think a couple years ago, we did a Raging Idiots tour, where it's just us two or whatever.
Yeah.
Unless it's that... where, like, I have to be there. If it's 30 dates or if it's 10 dates or if it's 50, like, this is what I signed up for. Like,
what about with the too much access now added on? Because you're traveling for that, too.
That's hard. That's hard. But, again, that is cool, too, because, like, we're starting to get sponsors for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So we're starting to get, like, some sponsors. We're on DraftKings TV now on that thing. So the growth for that is really cool. And it started as something, I don't know, let's just give it a shot. Hey, dude, we get to go to these colleges. It'll be fun. Like, and it was fun. But now that we can actually make money doing this and it become a YouTube series or a DraftKings TV series or any kind of series, like, I think it's really cool. And I don't know. To me, the opportunity is endless with that.
Yeah. Oh, your poor wife. I'm just thinking about her.
I know.
Eddie, dang it. The opportunities can quit anytime now.
Right. I think she says that a lot, too. She's like... this better start making money.
Yeah, like, make it worth it.
Or else you're not going to be on the road anymore.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. Well, what is something that each of your kids is into right now?
Okay. So
this is coming from Caitlin.
Hey, Caitlin. So the two kids in the middle, sports, 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 sports. That's all they do. Like, they play sports. They watch sports. They talk sports. The only books that they read are about sports. It's all about sports.
Okay.
All they do. And the little baby... I call him the baby. He's like four, almost five now. But he's really into cars. He loves cars.
Mm. Like cars in general or cars the movie?
No, cars in general.
Okay.
He does like cars the movies because it's about cars.
Yeah.
He loves cars and he loves loud cars. And he loves riding in my Jeep with the top down and me revving it. He loves to hear the rev of an engine.
You need to take him to a monster truck rally.
He'd freak out.
He would love it.
He would love that.
Okay.
So he loves cars and anything about cars. And then my oldest, he's always been into movies. But he said something the other day that was really cool. He was like, "Dad, I'd like to coach basketball."
Oh.
And I don't know if that's because, like, you know, I coached basketball.
Trying to be like dad.
Well, when I was coaching my son, his team, like a couple years ago or last year or whatever, I coached for 2 years. And when I coached, he would kind of sit on the bench and kind of help me just like assist. Mm-hmm. Just more of like, "Hey, Dad, they're running a zone defense. Like, you might want to like adjust." That kind of things, you know? Or he would sit while I took players out. He would sit and talk to the players and kind of tell them like, hey, make sure like you're not traveling with the ball. Make sure you're not whatever. And so I think he kind of just liked that. And now that
a little leader on your hands.
Yeah. So he's never mentioned it before. And it was the first time I mentioned it like last week. He's like, "Hey, I'm thinking about coaching." So what I think we're going to do is I know a couple of coaches that are coaches for hire. Mm-hmm. Like they don't have kids in the league, but they get hired by parents to coach their team. And I'm going to ask to see if they would take him as an intern and kind of like use him as an assistant.
Well, yeah, I was going to say he could be like an assistant coach.
Totally. So that is really cool. And he loves keeping stats of NBA teams and NFL teams and stuff like that. So it's kind of weird. I don't know. Like I've always loved sports, but I was never a sports like stat fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the Cowboys and I loved watching the Cowboys, but I didn't really care like how many yards someone had or whatever. But my boys love stats. They love stats. They love leaders. They love rankings. When it comes to college basketball, they love the tournament because it's all about rankings and Cinderella stories.
Numbers.
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 They love that. So they're all really into that.
And we all know that that's not your forte.
Yes.
Hey, mine either. It's not mine either.
At math.
Okay, we got some more questions. We'll be right back.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, Lori would like to know, what is something that you would like to accomplish in your career that you haven't yet?
Don't make fun of me.
I'm not going to make fun of you.
You're going to make fun of me. You're going to be like, your track record.
I promise right now I won't make fun of you.
I mean, I want to start. I want to get the chicken business going. Like, I really do.
So there's a little fire under you for the chicken.
Ooh, I like that. There's definitely a fire that's smoking for some smoking hot chicken.
Yeah.
That, I've already talked about that enough, so we're not going to talk about that anymore. And I'd also like to, I've always wanted to write a children's book.
Okay.
And I think that with four boys, there are lots of stories. And I think I've always thought about too, like doing something with foster care, but I don't know if I want to do that because it's tricky. Like, I want to raise my kids, my adopted kids. I want to raise them, and even my biological kids, I want to raise them thinking that that's just normal. Like, it's just normal. And so if I kind of try to write a book about foster parenting or try to write, like, a little funny kids book about, you know, a foster kid moving into a house, I feel like I would be putting a spotlight on them. Mm. And if I thought about how that would make them feel, it makes me not want to do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that's fair.
So I've always wanted to write a book, a children's book, and I wanted to make it a family thing where we all kind of like, let's get together and like create a story and you guys draw it out. You will write it and then we can pitch it and see if they'll make it.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. That's a goal for sure. And we've talked about some ideas and it's cool to get the family along. And
yeah,
kinda like,
everybody
oh,
on the team.
That would be funny, Dad. We can call it this or we can call it that. And so we've talked about that for the last like 3 weeks. It just came out recently. And so I don't know. I think that'd be kind of fun.
No, that'd be really fun.
I would love that.
You know, I don't have like a book on my radar, but I really would like my podcast, my personal one, to come out. I consider this like my Bobby Bone Show one.
Totally. What would it be? What would it be about?
Oh, it's already done. The full season's been done, completed for over a year and a half.
A year and a half?
Yeah. Legal reasons, it has not been able to come out.
Okay.
It's just sitting there waiting.
Okay. So what can you say about it? You know, I don't know anything about this.
You don't? Really?
No.
Yeah. I mean, it has a name. Like, I've already reserved the Instagram. Everything's done.
It has, what do you call
artwork
it?
Artwork and everything. Yep. Mm-hmm. Everything's done. It's been done.
It's just been sitting there for over a year.
Yeah. Legal stuff going on. Okay. And so I really want to put that out. Like, that's something I really want the world to have.
So what, one season's been done?
Yeah, 10 episodes, one season.
And then once you clear that and it gets the green light,
then I
you
can
would,
start working on
it. Will you roll
two.
It out at once, like one drop or like one episode a week? Or
at
one?
This point, I don't know because it's been so long. I might just drop it all. But there's also part of me that just wants to release them one at a time so they all get their little spotlight.
Yes.
Because a lot of time, heart, effort went into it. So the podcast is definitely number one. And then number two, I want to do something really on a bigger scale with animal rescues. You know how important
yeah.
that is to me. Like, I do it small scale and I've done a lot of things and worked with a lot of groups and done adopting and volunteering and everything. But like on a bigger scale, I want to find a way to help shelters across the country. And I just mm-hmm. don't know what that is yet.
Yeah.
But I'd love
cool.
to do that somehow.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Those are the two.
I
okay.
think you can do both of those things.
I do.
One
think,
of them's already done.
And
Jeez.
You know what? I think you can do both of yours.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
See?
You.
It's different. I do have belief in you.
It's different from what you said earlier today, but okay.
No, I have belief
no,
in you.
It's okay.
I just am a little
the
I'm
track
concerned
record.
About the chicken
I
business.
I know, Morgan.
I'm
the
not
track
worried
record.
About the book. I think you could do the book. For whatever reason, though, something with the chicken business because you keep going back and forth. I don't know what's happening. That one
okay.
makes me a little nervous.
Okay.
But the book, 100%.
Yeah.
I believe in you. All right. How do we decide on our careers? May wants to know.
How did we decide on
yeah,
our careers?
Like,
I didn't. I did. Did you?
I mean, I went to journalism school.
Yeah, I did too. I mean, I went to journalism school and I went to broadcast. Like, I think it was like broadcast journalism was my major. But I thought I was going to be a TV reporter.
Same.
That's what I thought I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was something about like access being a journalist. And I love talking to people and I wanted to talk to, which is weird, which is kind of what we still do today.
Just a different version.
But I don't know. I just thought I was going to work for the news. And then I worked for the news for like 10 years. Hated it. Just not me.
Yeah.
Not, I don't think it's you. Like,
yeah, you didn't. You at least went into it.
Yeah,
I straight up dodged it.
It's just a different world.
But I think, I don't know if this is for you, but when I had interned in a bunch of places. I had interned with a news station, loved the high environment of a newsroom. I loved it. I also loved the idea to report on things that mattered. Mm-hmm. I always really wanted to do things that mattered.
Me too.
And so that's why I wanted to get into
news.
That's
exactly what I wanted to do. Yeah. I wanted to change things.
Yeah. But then you quickly realize that's not what happens.
No, it's entertainment.
Yeah.
I remember.
So then why don't you just go into entertainment, which is kind of what happened.
Correct.
For me. It sounds like
and not
for you.
Act like you're not being entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's it. And I remember specifically there was a consultant that came in the building, and basically their job was to tell you how to do your job better. And the one thing that they focused on was how we looked. Like, dark colors don't look good on you. Like, wear this mm-hmm. kind of tie. Like, wear your hair like this when I had hair. You know, like, put this makeup on.
You threw that in there, by the way. I did not.
Exactly. And so that's when I realized, I'm like, what are we doing here? Like, mm-hmm. here's what I look like. Like, I look fine. I don't have a full-grown beard or anything. Like, I look fine. And just to me, that's going to rub me the wrong way.
Yeah.
Consultants of telling you how to dress and how to talk. Mm-hmm. You need to talk more like this.
Okay, wait. I want to do something really quick.
What?
Okay, that's not my news. I want us to do a news.
What, Morgan?
I want us to do our news voices.
Sure, no problem.
Is this yours? You sound yes. Curious. I don't know what that voice is. It's kind of creeping me out.
I know. It was very creepy.
I'm finding a news article. Find a news article on your computer really quick. We're going to do this really
oh,
quick.
No, we're not doing
yeah,
this.
Yeah, we are. And we're going to read. It can be a funny story here. Let me find like Oddity Central. Let me find like a funny
any
story.
Any news article?
Yeah, I mean, just not like super serious. Do like right. a kind of interesting one.
Okay.
I'm looking right now.
Let's see here.
And we're gonna go in our news voices.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I think I have. I'm just finding a funny one. I gotta like get into it. It's gonna take me a second to like find my my voice again. I'll start. Are you ready for mine? Are you gonna look for yours? I'll start my news voice.
Hold on. Hold on.
You weren't ready for this.
Here, let's see what we got here. I mean, do you want like a good news?
It could be good news. Just not like super negative. I don't want you to talk about like somebody dying.
Right.
Unless we're doing like a challenge. I have a Japanese man who's growing banana trees.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. You ready? Are you ready for mine? While you look for yours?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. A Japanese man planted 3 banana trees in the median strip of a major road in Kurum City and watered them daily for 2 years before anyone noticed their existence. A 50-something man from... I can't pronounce his name. It's in Japan. A 50-something man was recently ordered to remove 3 banana trees he had illegally planted and cared for in the median strip of a busy city road for a couple of years. It's unclear why the man chose to plant the trees on public property and in a median strip of all places. But they eventually got so big that they began affecting motorists' field of view. It wasn't difficult for authorities to identify the man responsible for the trees, as he's been watering them for multiple times a day. He was ordered to remove the trees or risk spending up to a year in jail.
In other news, Salisbury Police Department of North Carolina is honoring one of their own who said he was willing to die in a car fire in order to save the unconscious motorist trapped within. Lieutenant Corey Brooks is the hero in question who saw a tractor trailer hit the guardrails along Interstate 85 and catch fire on August 8th. The driver, Michael Williams, was unconscious. For anyone who knows Brooks, this would come as a surprise. Who has already won... what is that word? I give up.
But like, isn't that funny how we were breaking character so much? Like, you can't break character on the news, no. But here we are like dying laughing.
You can't break character.
But you and I, hey, high five to us.
We sounded
good. Good news voices that like, I haven't done that in like 10 years. That came out of nothing.
But see, that's ridiculous that there are news voices.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they were trying to do, which is like, oh, why can't you just use your voice?
I know
we don't have great voices, but still.
No, we have good voices.
You think?
After I heard that, yeah, we got great voices.
Yes, the man unconscious.
Okay, we'll be right back. I hope y'all enjoyed that.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is it. your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Today, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And who has the time? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then, HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
All right, have you, I'm back from our news break that we just had.
We're back from break. Morgan, tell us about the weather.
What if we just talked like that? Eddie, I need you to tell me exactly how you feel.
You can't do it.
I'm about to break character already. Like, I can hear myself going in and out of the voice.
Go ahead.
Okay, what? Have you and Bobby ever gotten into it before? Like, gotten in a fight?
Bobby and I, have we gotten into it before?
Okay, but like, when you do
actually,
it that
yes,
way,
Morgan.
You sound like a grandpa sitting at Christmas dinner.
Absolutely.
Stop. It's creeping me out.
I know I do. Have we gotten into a fight? Yes, we've gotten into fights. It's been a while, though. Mm. It's been a while. I remember, I mean, really all of them.
That's from a guy named Jeff. He wanted to know.
Sup, Jeff? Most of the fights came from me being, like, late.
That feels appropriate.
Like, yeah. And him, in my eyes, overreacting.
Mm. Okay.
That was it. Like, really, we've never gotten into, like, I don't argue with Bobby. Like, we've gotten into conversations where we disagree. But we don't argue because I'm never going to win that. Never.
You don't strike me as someone who's a fighter.
No.
Do you and your wife argue very
much?
Yeah.
Like we argue because I care so much about that outcome. Mm. Like if we're going to argue about parenting, mm-hmm. money, whatever it is that my wife and I like argue about, I really care about that outcome. So I'm going to argue to the fullest. Mm. But with Bobby, like, what are we arguing about?
When you argue, are you one that like doesn't back down, or do you eventually just you're like, okay, whatever?
It just depends. It depends. Like, you say you and I are arguing about whatever
smoked chicken.
Like, we'll argue for a healthy 5 minutes, and then we're done.
Yeah.
Right. Because you're gonna believe what you want to believe. I'm gonna believe what I want to believe, and it's over. Mm-hmm. But like, if my wife and her if we're arguing about something serious. Like, I will go and go until, like, my point is either destroyed or is made.
That sounds very unhealthy.
You know what I mean? Like, but she, no, what I'm
but
saying
I get
is
it. I
she
get it.
Can destroy my argument. She can. She has.
You're just saying, like, you'll hold on to it long enough to keep fighting for it. Some things aren't worth fighting
Correct.
Over. Other things, you're like, no, this matters.
Yes.
I get you.
And we need to come to an agreement on whatever this is.
Yeah. On some level.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And but, then you and Bobby not so
with Bobby, like, what's the point?
You're like, I'm fine.
I'm not going to win this. So let's just keep going.
Okay. Were you popular in school? Sierra wants to know.
Sierra, was I popular in school? I tried to be popular in school. Like, what I was good at in school was being friends with everyone. Like, the gangbangers, my boys.
Why did you immediately go to that?
Because it was polar opposites. The jocks, my dudes.
I know, but why did you just say jocks first? You went straight.
Oh, because you're thinking I'm saying something different.
Yes. You went straight GB. Like, here we are.
What I meant was like gang guys, like guys that like fought in gangs.
I mean, also not great either.
That's what I meant.
That's immediately what you went to.
I didn't mean the other guys. For some reason, we called them that. Like, we didn't call. I didn't mean that in that sense. We called that. We called gangsters that.
Okay, I hear you. But either way, which way you were going,
vatos, man. Like, you know
so
what I mean?
So weird that you went first there.
Well, I'm saying like those, the troublemakers, the guys that were always in trouble, the guys that were like would get us expelled. Okay. I'd always be like, hey, where'd my friend go? Oh, he's no longer in the school because he killed someone. Got it. Okay.
What?
Yeah. Like, I grew up in a
heart. You were friends with killers?
I was friends with everyone. That's my point. Not killers, but like, you know.
Is that how you survived?
Yes. Because it was, I don't know. I just liked talking to everyone.
Okay, let me ask you this, because I was the same way. I was a social butterfly. I could be friends with any group.
Yes. Were friends with gangbangers too?
No, I was not. I would not identify that one.
That's the sense. They're gangsters. Did you have friends that were in gangs?
No.
Not friends, but
not
did you
that
know?
I knew about.
Did
not that you... I knew about.
No. They were, gang people were openly in gangs then.
Well, I went to a public school, so I don't know. Nobody was openly there.
Okay.
They probably got expelled if they were. So that's probably why I didn't know.
So I'm saying, like, where did Jose go? Oh he got expelled?
But
oh,
did
man.
You, do you feel like you didn't, like, identify with a group because you, like, somebody couldn't say you were just a jock? Like, I felt like I was a theater kid. I was in cheer. I was a volunteer. Like, I did so many things that I never really fell under a category.
Yeah.
Is that kind of
you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like the different groups of people. I didn't like that, like, oh, you're cool. You don't talk to them. Like, I liked everyone.
Yeah, I was with you.
And like literally at lunch, I would jump from table to table to table and be like, I'm going to have lunch with these guys today. I'm going to have lunch with these guys today.
See, I love that. This is probably why we get along now, even when we have our random
arguments
that happen. I wouldn't even call them arguments. I'm pretty sure they're spats because they end pretty quickly. But like, that's probably why you and I get along so well.
You know what though? Like with my son being 15 now and the stories he tells me of just kind of like how, you know, hard it is in high school and just being part of a group and like these kids like to do that and I don't really like doing that. Like it just brings me back to how hard that was or how like difficult that was to like just kind of figure out, like you said, figure out who you are and what you belong to. Because at the beginning you do feel like, I remember my first day of high school. Like, I know 10 people here.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause my middle school I went to, we broke up, like kind of some went to that high school, some went to another high school, some went to my high school. So like they didn't all go from middle school to that high school. It was just like, we all went in different directions. So I only knew like 15, 20 people from my middle school in high school. And I was a freshman. I was the youngest. I was a baby. I look like, when you look at pictures, I look like a baby compared to some of these people in high school.
Yeah.
So that was a scary, scary time.
Yeah, high school is just scary in general. You're walking in with a whole bunch of more kids, older kids, you know. I don't even think you start to get comfortable till your senior year.
Right. And then it's time to go to college. Yeah.
I wish like society didn't make us so rough to other people. You know what I mean? Like when you're born as a kid, you're just, you love everything. You love everybody. You're kind to everybody. And somehow by the time you get to high school, it's all bets are off.
Yeah.
You know, I wish that wasn't the case.
You just kind of have to look after yourself, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And it makes me sad.
And yeah.
It's true. You have to, but it makes me sad.
I'm sure there's some deep, deep, deep sociological experiment on why
you go through life. You get little T's and big T's that happen in your life, and you become a different person, and you grow and you evolve. But it just makes me sad when I think about high school. It makes me sad.
If you went back to high school today, what would you do different?
I'd not be friends with the girls who bullied me. That's for dang sure.
Were you friends with them?
Yeah, they were some of my best friends. And then just one day decided to turn on me and it turned into a whole thing.
Later in life?
No, like my senior year. I graduated high school early.
That's right. You told me this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was rough. So I think I would have been more guarded about who I was friends with. I wanted to be friends with everyone. Mm-hmm. I wanted everybody to get along.
It is weird when friends kind of start going different directions and turn on you.
Yeah, I'm just like, what happened?
You're like, for what reason?
Yeah, and there was nothing there. I remember because my principal made us confront each other. That was how they thought the reason to solve it.
How small was your school?
Oh, I mean, we had like a graduating class of a couple hundred.
Okay.
Not
tiny.
No, but like also bullying at the time, nobody knew how to handle it. Nobody knew what was going on. And that was their solution. I was like, this is the dumbest thing ever. And she straight up told me in my face, I was like, why do you not like me? And she's like, I just don't. I was like, cool. So what do you want me to do about this? Like, you just made me confront my bully. And now I'm sitting here and I'm like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. It was all terrible.
What did the principal do?
It was just like, okay, well, we tried that. I'm like, all right, thank you for that.
Go back to class.
What? Just so many dumb things happened.
Yeah.
But definitely that. Would you do anything different?
I would probably spend more time in sports.
Oh, yeah. Like maybe so you could become like a professional athlete later
probably,
on?
Probably. I think I could have been. You
like
know?
In what sport particularly?
If I would have taken it more serious.
Okay.
I was too busy trying to just kind of have fun.
Just live your life.
And I like that. But I would have been a little more serious about school and sports and maybe tried to like go to college.
Yeah.
Instead of graduating and being like, whoa, where's everyone going? Oh, you guys are going to college. Crap. Like you guys applied 2 years ago? What? Oh, great. Like, what am I going to do? And because my parents didn't really tell us like, hey, get ready for college.
Yeah.
Like start on your grades now and then start applying to colleges when you're a junior and take your SATs, practice your SATs, practice your ACTs, all that. Nothing. My parents didn't know anything. I mean, they did their best, but they didn't go to college. So they didn't know anything about that. And they didn't really have friends that they would talk to that knew about that stuff. So literally when it was time for me to graduate, all my friends went to college and I'm like, I don't understand.
You're like, what's happening?
Like, well, how did you, like, you're going to.
But
like,
did you ended up going to college.
I did because I went to the local college, which literally anyone can get into.
Yeah, but it's still college.
And I lived at home for an extra year while I worked at the news station and I lifeguarded. And then I got good grades there and then got accepted to another college.
So you figured it out, though.
I did. But
you landed on your feet.
I did, but it took me 6 years.
Yeah, I get it.
I could have been a doctor.
You're like, oh, I wish I could have done something else.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I would do that a little different.
That's fair. Well, Eddie, this wraps up our time together.
That's it? We're done?
How do you sing the neighbor song?
Neighbors?
Neighbor from the neighbor show. The one that Tom Hanks replayed the guy.
What are you talking about?
The neighbor show.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood. There it is.
Would you be mine?
Would you be mine?
Won't you be my neighbor?
See, that's how we close it out. Okay, y'all. Hope you had a good turkey weekend. Travel safe. Thanks, Eddie.
All right. Bye, Morgan. The Bobby Bones Show.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.